This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Lindell Report. Back from Mar-a-Lago last night, we got to see that historical speech by our real president, Donald Trump. Hey, Brandon, are you there?
I am here, Mike.
That was quite a speech, huh? That the tone, everything was. To me, it was a uniting speech. You talked about. Remember, we said whether you're liberal, conservative, whatever, we got to make decisions that manifest to help all people, not just a certain party or helping no one at all. You know,
that's right.
So I want to be able. This will be a night of taking questions. We're going to put up the phone number and get it ready. We do have a report on the Kerry Lake race. I want to talk about that before we take questions. But go ahead and put the number up there.
All right, it's 901-316-8404. 901-316-8404. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions on. What do you want to ask about? Have them call and talk about the announcement yesterday. What else you want to ask them?
No, they just talk about any question they have. If they're in fear about what's happened with these elections, where we're at with the machines, and I'm gonna have we do have a report on the Kerry Lake race that just came in from the Epoch Times, right, Brandon?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Okay, 901.
Okay, what are they saying? Why don't you put it up? Can you put it up?
I sure can. Here it is. Here's the Epoch Times. Hobbs leads over Lake. Narrows in Arizona gubernatorial race. They're going to get my computer plugged that in, guys. Republican Kerry Lake narrowed Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs' lead in the state's race for governor in a November 15th update. Hobbs' lead of 19,382 narrowed to 17,249, according to unofficial
right.
results.
I guess people are getting their votes cured when they said because of these machine malfunctions on the day of the election, they just said, put your ballot in a box and we'll get back to it and we'll figure it out. And a lot of these people in Arizona, thousands, tens of thousands of them are going in and getting their votes cured. So now they got to count those votes because they're being told, Brand, that their vote did not count.
That's right.
So that's what they're doing. I encourage everybody before we get going here, I've heard they got a website set up. It's called SaveAZNow.com. Save AZ, Logan, if you can put that up too. I want to put that up and leave that up to there. If you're in Arizona and you've seen something or you know something, or if you got there and said the machines wouldn't take your vote if they did something, go to Save. We need affidavits, sworn affidavits, and you can go to SaveAZNow.com, everybody. We're going to show, before we get the call in, I want to show people what these computers did. I know last night, first I want to talk about last night. There's the website, everybody. Save Arizona Now, SaveAZNow.com. Logan, let's go back to here. I want to talk about last night at Mar-a-Lago, everybody. One of the things that I enjoyed is all the media there. The media was there from around the world. And I got to go in there early, have access to them. They all stuck their microphones in my face. And there's a couple things I want to bring up. It was, what do you think I talked about, Brandon? Get rid of the machines?
Yeah, going to paper, probably. And by the way, I saw a big picture of you in the Daily Mail today. The Daily Mail had a big expose and had pictures of President Trump, his family, everyone was there. And there was you with your hand on your hip, scolding, or I don't know, it looked like lecturing a reporter.
Oh, really? Can you pull that up?
I haven't seen that. I can bring that up.
I did not know that.
Yes.
But I did lecture a lot of reporters there, but I want to say this. I want to tell everybody. One of the most interesting things there was they had the London Times there and also a reporter from France and another country. All three of those countries said, why don't you have paper ballots like we do and under a camera hand counted? All our counting gets done the day of the election. And I go, that's exactly what I've been fighting for, to get rid of these machines. And all this other media is watching, and I'm going, you guys, this is what we're going to lose our country if we don't get rid of these electronic voting machines. Then they all brought up, Brandon, how it's taken Arizona, all the problems with the machines on the front end, where they said they were all, they called them glitches. They're not right. Working. Throw your ballot on the floor in the box. And it wasn't just Arizona, across our country, and it didn't matter which vendor either, whether it was ES&S, Smartmatic, Dominion, or who it was. So that was interesting. But did you find that? You know what? It was really these journalists that were there, though. They were actually interested and interesting to talk to. It's like these countries from overseas, all the way from Australia, one of them too, and Australia, they were interesting, Brandon. They warned. They go, yeah, we had machines. Now we don't. Now we have all these problems in Australia, and they, you know, like I've said before, Australia now is basically gone the way of the machines. They don't get their country back. Oh, look at that picture.
My pillow CEO Mike Lindell talked to reporters Tuesday night at Mar-a-Lago before the former president appeared. You got your hand on your hip, giving him the news, aren't you?
Yeah. There was about 20 of them in front of me, and it was like, I went on this, this speech to them all, going, you know, don't you guys care about your country? We need to get rid of these machines. And then they asked me about Ron DeSantis, and they tried to deflect off my conversation about the electronic voting machines. And I said, let me tell you about Ron DeSantis. I said, I believe tomorrow morning he should endorse Donald Trump and put everything behind him. Anybody that would even think about running against Donald Trump would be a big waste of money. It would be a waste of resources, time. He's got a state to govern. And that's what people want, our real president back. And in the polls, it's overwhelming. It's like 70-80%. So they asked me that. And I even told the one reporter, I said, didn't you hear? Ron DeSantis is endorsing Donald Trump tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. He goes, really? Really?
I'm going, well, and you must have given an interview to the Daily Mail. They're claiming they interviewed you. They're claiming the Daily Mail interviewed you.
Man, there were so many microphones in my face. What did they say I said?
Those who attended Tuesday night's announcement were some of the most MAGA faithful, including MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, advisor Stephen Miller, longtime political consultant Roger Stone, and advisor Jason Miller. And then they skip on down, that the only prominent member of Congress in the crowd was outgoing.
Well, what's it say? Lindell charged falsely. Of course, they put falsely. What did I say?
Charged falsely the that Daily the midterm.
Mail saying, who know? Remember, the Daily Mail knows so much. They're overseas. They know more than we do about our own elections. Let's read this one, everybody, together.
Lindell charged falsely
that the midterm elections were still riffed with fraud. No, he didn't put in there. What I said was the machines. We have computer algorithms that came out of the Edison report. You can't deny this. We're going to look at Kerry Lakes in a minute. And read what it says there. I want to see what they say.
And so criticism blaming Trump for Republicans' underwhelming performance was unfounded. Quote, these guys all won, end quote, Lindell said, referencing in particular Arizona Republican gubernatorial hopeful Kerry Lake and Pennsylvania GOP Senator candidate Dr. Oz. Both races have been called for their Democrat opponents. Quote, if we would have had a red wave, nobody would have ever listened to me again, end quote. Lindell told DailyMail.com. So clearly they interviewed you last night.
No, hold on. What they didn't print there, everybody, this is how the rotten, horrible media operates. That quote ended there. Here's the real quote. If we would have had a red wave, nobody would have listened to me about the machines again. We have to get rid of these machines and save our country. They left that part out, Brandon. Did you see that?
Well, I do now, yes.
It's a half quote, Lindell told the DailyMail.com. They didn't finish the quote. They don't want to say the word machines. They don't want to say that we're getting rid of the election machines. Nobody would ever listen to me again. Now, if you read between the lines, everybody that's reading, if we would have had a red wave, nobody would have listened to me again. I guess if you know what I always talk about, you know, that says it right there. And I believe that. If there'd have been a big red wave, our country would have been doomed, because you know what? People would have said, come on, Mike, it's fair elections. It's fair. The Republicans won this time. There's no problem with these voting machines. Come on now, quit picking on Dominion and Smartmatic and ES&S and Hart and Diebold. Why do you pick on these companies, Mike? Come on, the Republicans won. I'm going to go good for them, Special K. You want to save our country? We've got machines that are, we call them malfunctions, call them glitches. That was just on the front end. And I told that to these horrible reporters. What else they write there?
Then they said, here we go. He also said that even DeSantis stood no chance against President Trump in a Republican primary. Quote, if he runs tonight, it's over. That's it. Boom. If he says he's running, it's over. There's no other candidates. They'd be wasting their time and money, blah, 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 end quote, Lindell said.
Okay, now I didn't say blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you what they left out. I said what they should do is every one of them should just endorse Donald Trump right away. You want to put the party together, it would be a big waste of money. I'm sorry, Ron DeSantis, if he's watching, that's what the people want. Govern Florida. He's a good governor. But don't let the Uniparty talk you into doing something against the people's will. This is what they didn't put there. They just put blah, blah, blah. You think this reporter that I interviewed, I wish I knew that this reporter, I wouldn't have left his side if he was going to write blah, blah, blah. Obviously, he wasn't listening because I didn't say blah, blah, blah. Okay? You follow me?
I follow you.
You know? What I said was we need to melt down the machines and turn them into prison bars. He didn't print that. He just put blah, blah, blah. Okay, keep going. What's it say?
I think that's all they quote you. You're not quoted anymore, other than they gave you that is a very good picture of you, by the way, though.
Yeah. Well, I was scolding all the media and then getting them all on board, but it was very interesting having media outlets there that didn't understand that the London Times, a paper from Australia, and one from France, the big journalist from France, they're all going, why don't you have paper ballots? Why does everybody stop you from getting paper ballots here? It doesn't make sense. And I go, tell me it doesn't make sense. That's called the Uniparty. When the Democrats wanted these machines gone, it's disgusting that the Republicans were part of the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history. And now we have, once again, but what I told the media, I said, you know what? We were watching, Brandon. We were watching, and we have all the evidence now to get rid of these machines. And nobody should want them. I don't care who you are. They had all the problems on the front end. What a blessing that all this stuff happened the morning of the election.
Yes.
You know, sorry, our machines are broken.
And we have breaking news as well. I was alerted to by some of our listeners in Wisconsin. WTMJ TV in Wisconsin is reporting that Trump-backed Republican, our friend Janelle Branchon, was kicked out of the Wisconsin Assembly caucus. It's Associated Press. The Republican chair of the Wisconsin Assembly Elections Committee, who was backed by former President Donald Trump, embraced conspiracy theories about the 2020 election and wanted to decertify President Joe Biden's victory, has been kicked out of the closed GOP caucus because her colleagues don't trust her, according to a letter sent to the lawmaker. So now
once again, this is the corrupt Republicans, the GOPs, a lot of these GOPs in these states. They're now that what do they think? We're not going to forget of these people to get rid of these machines. Brandon, this is what are they hiding? This is that Uniparty we talked about. Wisconsin has more crime than exposed. The Supreme Court of Wisconsin even said that there was all this corruption in Wisconsin, all of this crime. And then they did an investigation where a Supreme Court judge said, you know what, we need to decertify. And now here's a person that's getting attacked by the GOP. You know what? We are going to all these people in the GOP, that these rhinos, I'll guarantee you Robin Voss is probably leading that charge, right?
Well, you would think, I guess we'll have to keep reading. State Representative Janelle Branchon's expulsion from the caucus comes after Republicans failed to win a supermajority in the assembly and Trump's endorsed candidate for governor lost to Democratic Governor Tony Evers in the swing state. The letter first obtained by WisPolitics.com was sent to Branchon on Friday, just a day after Republicans met in private to vote on their leaders for the upcoming session. Ah, here we go. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was reelected to his post.
Right.
Branchon
right.
endorsed.
Let me tell you about Robin Voss, everybody. One of the biggest traitors this country has ever seen. He's right up there with Alan Duke. on the night of the election, remember, we tried to get Adam Steen as a write-in. Because and Robin Voss had said, if there's crime in Wisconsin, if a judge rules that, yes, we can overturn the election. Well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled it, and Robin Voss did nothing. Robin Voss, everyone knows in Wisconsin how corrupt that guy is. Let me tell you what Robin Voss told me on the night of the election, everybody. He texts me. Robin Voss texts me at 12:54 a.m., everybody. He texts me, he said, Mike, beat you twice. I said, you stole it twice, you traitor. He says, but I'm going to sleep like a baby, Mike, and not on your pillow because you're full of BS. And then he went on to brag some more, and I said, you are a disgrace to the USA. I said, I'll be praying with you or praying for you. God wins in the end. I said, they stole the whole country with computers and voting machines. There is only one movement, communism, and you obviously are in on it. And Robin, Bob, that was just my last talk with Robin.
And he seems to have been involved in this. Branchin calls this petty. Quote, removing me from caucus will not stop the ongoing voting issues that plague our state. But it does prove that many members of the caucus are willing to ignore their constituents to stay in good standing with caucus leadership and keep their commitment, keep their committee chairmanships, end quote, she said. Voss declined to elaborate Thursday on why Branch was kicked out. Quote, it was closed caucus, end quote, said Voss said. Quote, I think the letter speaks for itself, end quote.
Well, Robin Voss, I wonder if we have that... If that tape of him lying to the American people, lying to Wisconsin, and lying to all people of the United States, where he said he would do something if there was actually a ruling. Shame on you, Robin Voss. You are a liar. You're a traitor to the United States. And we hope that you're right behind Brad Rassenberger, behind with prison bars, with these machines. This is one thing, Brandon, I've said. The one thing the 2020 election did, it exposed all the corruption. These Republicans that sit there and block and block and block and block, and they're part of this uniparty deep state evil that's infected our country. Robin Voss is the, if you look up traitor, there's a big picture of Robin Voss right next to Alan Duke and Brad Rassenberger. Why is that? You know?
I found the video. Here's the video. Here it is, Robin Voss.
We're going to play this video, everybody, of Robin Voss. This was on May 24th of this year, everybody. Okay, go ahead and play it. Let's play it here.
All right.
Born into office, you cannot go back and redo the election. You just can't.
Some people are unhappy with the answer.
Trust me, I know. But I would say if there is an overwhelming amount of fraud that is proven in a court of law, not just suspicion. Not just something that we think happened, but that we are able to prove. That's the only time that you can go back and do something like that.
And then, of course, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin ruled on that, right?
A week later, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin said that there was all this crime. They made a ruling. And Robin Voss did nothing to help out his state and do what he said. Brandon, he's the one that ordered the investigation with Michael Gableman, an ex-Supreme Court judge of Wisconsin. He worked hard on that 7 months. And they said, hey, we have problems with Zuckerbucks drop boxes. We have problems with the machines. And here's my recommendations. And you know what Robin Voss did? Shut her down. Let's get rid of Gableman. And I said to Robin Voss, I personally know Robin Voss. I said, Robin, you're the one that asked for this investigation. What did you think they were going to find? Nothing? You found the crimes of inside these machines. You found the stuff that happened to Wisconsin. Don't you care about people? And you know what he said, Brandon? He goes, Mike, until I get a Republican governor, my hands are tied. No, Robin, you're not going to get a Republican governor unless they select a Republican governor. You're part of it, Robin. You proved that. You're part of the uniparty. You're part of the problem. You're a traitor to our country, to the people of Wisconsin, and to the United States of America. You'll be in the Traitor Hall of Fame. We should have a whole Traitor Hall of Fame here on Lindell TV. Alan Duke, Brad Rassenberger, Robin Voss, the triple crown of crime.
And here's the headline. Here's the headline. Wisconsin. This is from July. Wisconsin Supreme Court says absentee voter drop boxes are illegal.
Robin, did you not get the memo, Robin? No. You're corrupt. You're part of the uniparty. And you've been in, what has he been in politics for, 2 decades, going on 3? He's a perfect example. But you know what? You get so intertwined, Robin. What do you got to? Did you get the old boys club down in Madison there that they all talk about in Wisconsin? You're disgusting. You're disgusting. You send me a text. I hope you, you know, maybe you should. Maybe I don't know how you sleep at night, Robin, knowing that you, what you've done, the damage you've done to the state of Wisconsin and to the United States of America. Robin, I wonder, Brandon, how tied he is to Dominion and some of these machine companies, because that could be the only reason for his behavior. You know what I mean? You know, this wasn't to, when he did this investigation, they found all this crime in Wisconsin, and all Robin did was cover it up. And everybody, if you're just tuning in, he's Speaker of the House. He's a Republican. He's done nothing but damage our country, the state of Wisconsin, and the United States of America. And what did they go after? They go after, oh, conspiracy theory people. Really? Show us what's inside the machines. What are they hiding, Brandon? What are they hiding?
Let's go to the phone lines. We have Steve from Colorado. Steve, you're on with Mike Lindell. Steve, line one.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Brandon. First of all, I just want to say thank you to both of you, and God bless you for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
You're the only ones that are doing anything. I really appreciate that. And you're the only source for truth other than War Room. And that's the only place we can go for truth. But, Mike, I met you at Flashpoint Live in Phoenix a couple weeks before the election or selection, and I handed you an email I had typed out on stage there, but you were real busy and stuff. But anyway, you know, all this hoopla, mumbo jumbo, gobbledygook about President Trump running again. How is he going to get elected when they're going to select whoever they want? Nothing's been done.
Well, there's, yeah, don't, you know what, this is what I, hold it, I don't want you to, anyone ever to say nothing's been done again, okay? I had a lady say that to me in Mar-a-Lago. She goes, Mike, what good have you done? He said, nothing's changed. We still had selections. And I'm going, you know what, there's over 45 lawsuits going on right now in this country that I know of. Judges are going to, we're waiting for the first judge to not kick the can on something called standing. Remember, no judge in the United States has looked at any evidence on these machines. Not one. Everybody, they've kicked the can. It's called standing. You don't have standing. Well, think of what we have now. All of these candidates, all these people that ran, and the people, we have standing. All it's going to take is one judge to say, let's look into these machines. And we have to get rid of them. We have to have paper ballot same-day voting. We've got 2 years to get this done. You know what? And if they do steal it, if they do a selection, if they're not gone by 2024 and it's another selection, do you think we're going to quit then? No. If we don't get rid of the machines, we lose our country forever. But there's been so many successes, everybody. So many successes. We have so much more than we had before. We had the Edison report that we sat and watched through the Edison report. These are real time crime coming through, everybody. We're going to show, in fact, we should show the Carrie Lake thing, a prelude to tomorrow, or we'll save that tomorrow. I'm going to have a cyber expert on here tomorrow. We're going to show you the Carrie Lake race, by the way. They might have called it, but she's still getting votes. She gained 2,000 votes just in the last few hours because people are going in and getting their votes cured. Remember, they were all thrown in boxes, everybody. So the people of Arizona are going out, and they are getting their votes cured. And a lot of them, you know what they're saying? Oh, you didn't vote. In fact, you didn't even vote in the last few elections. And they're going, yes, I did. So they're finding out. This is exposing the computers, you know. Even if if you lose all these things and you lose your, and candidates don't win or they're selected or they're cheated, remember, that's another stepping stone to show the world that, hey, we got problems with these machines. So there's a lot of wins and a lot of hope out there, everybody. I'm going to tell everybody right now, go get the cast vote records again. We need them all. We need all the cast vote records across our country. Do your FOIA requests, your Freedom of Information Act requests. We have, like I say, we have lawsuits going on. There's over 45 that I know of. And when they start ruling on this, it's going to expose these machine companies, and they will be gone. We have 2 years. And, you know, in the meantime, obviously, there's a lot of other minor or smaller elections, too. Everybody can fight in every county in the United States. Go to your sheriff, show them the fraud. Say, you know what, when you have people that 12 people voted in a house and you go there and you go, you find out that 11 of them don't even live in your county, that's illegal. Your sheriff has every right to go to those machines, the county commission, say, we're not using machines anymore. We're going to use paper ballots, hand counted under a camera. What a concept.
Let's go to Kathy. Kathy in Mississippi, you're on with Mike Lindell. Kathy, line two.
Hi, I have a question. I know that Mike was at the crime desk the night of the election, watching what was going on. Did he see any abnormalities taking place in Mississippi?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if they've got to that state yet to check, but I guarantee you that was in every state. There was once again computer manipulation. What we're waiting for, like in Mississippi, everybody, if you're in Mississippi, go get your FOIA request, get the cast vote records. One thing I can do tomorrow, and I'll do for instance, I don't have the answers now. Brianna, put a note, and I will check to see in the primaries and in the 2020 election which cast vote records we have for Mississippi and what we found, if there was computer crime or not.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's go to, by the way, the number 901-316-8404. 901-316-8404. Let's go to Lisa in Virginia. Lisa, you're on with Mike Lindell tonight.
Guys, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We sure can.
Okay. I worked the polls in Virginia for the first time ever in my life. My question is, how are we going to get these Main Street media held responsible for disinformation? I've got older parents that watch the news faithfully, and they watch all this crap, trying to get them to change. You're not going to get them to change. Then I've got the younger group, my children, teen grandchildren. They're all on these apps. So how do you get the word? I keep trying to tell them to load this stuff, but how do you get these generations to change and hold these media people accountable?
Well, the I believe we're in the biggest change in history since the 2020 election. Do you know how many apps and how many social media sites, including Frank Speech right here, Lindell TV, True Social, Gab?
And my generation watches that, but I'm talking about the elders that sit down.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to get to that too. So you have all these new apps. And what you're talking about is Fox News. To get Fox News and Newsmax and Salem Media, and even your CNNs and your MSNBCs, to talk about these election crimes or these machines, this is where we have to defeat lawfare. When Smartmatic sued Fox News on February 4th of 2021, it changed our world forever. Most of these outlets are in fear of being sued. Some of them have already been sued and they don't want to get, I don't know, double sued. Some of them were in on it. So they're using an excuse that why they don't talk about this election crime. I mean, I totally agree with you. That's one of the biggest problems we face is people will watch these outlets like Fox News and they're not reporting things that are really happening out there. It's a miracle. But we are baby steps, remember. When my phone was taken, Tucker talked about it. He talked about, they said the word Dominion on Fox News. There, look at the day of the election, everybody. That was a miracle that these machines had problems all across our country, not just in Arizona. Fox News did talk about them, and that's baby steps. And the whole world's seen that. So I believe there'll become a tipping point where they're going to come back to it and say, you know what? That these machine companies need to be held accountable. We need to get rid of them. And we need to get our elections back and not have selections. And these news outlets, even the bad media, even what I call the fake news media, the left, journalism has gotten lazy. They're just either in attack mode or they don't talk at all about something. If they want to silence a voice, they don't talk at all. What you're talking about is a huge concern. But I will say this. That's why I keep saying our way back is through the sheriffs and the judges. I believe you're going to hear rulings when the law changes. We will hope when something's ruled on, we would hope then that Fox News and your Newsmaxes of the world will actually report the wins, the little victories that get us to where we need to be. Like in Michigan, before this election, two different judges ruled against that horrible Secretary of State Benson there, that she tried to break the law again, and the judge said, no, you can't break the law. It would have been all over Fox News talking about that. Well, they were to the crimes in Michigan. Instead, they completely took Michigan with all the machines. They wiped out Michigan. Stuff that doesn't even make sense. All down tickets, low tickets. It's totally stole the whole state of Michigan. They called in tears. They feel hopeless there now. But they're not going to be, because there's a lot of stuff that spun from that, where people now, even it doesn't matter what party you're in of the people, we all see what's going on. I have friends that are liberals, that are Democrats, going, this is enough's enough. This is horrible. But they're not seeing the truth, because the media is not showing it. They're either showing nothing or they're lying or they're deflecting. So I'm with you on that. But keep the faith. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's going to happen. We're going to go back to a time where people will, where the news will be reported, and you're not going to have this big divide in journalism. You shouldn't have to be. Everything is tainted one way or another. You know, nowadays when you see the news, if they're attacking me for something or anybody out there, all you got to do is just think just the opposite of whatever they're saying. You go, okay, let's see. The FBI went after Mike Lindell. Obviously, he's doing something really good, because otherwise they wouldn't be attacking him. In the old days, they go, wow, if the FBI was after you, you've obviously done something wrong. Not nowadays. They've weaponized that. So we're in a time in history where, you know, everything is smoke and mirrors. You're seeing this, but the people are onto it. How bad our journalism and how bad our media has become, not just here, but around the world. It's disgusting. It's absolutely, it's beyond belief. But what's going to manifest out of this will be channels that will have to start being real journalists, or people aren't going to watch them. Look at CNN. They're, you know, I advertised on there for a long time, but now their viewership is down so far, I can't get an ad to convert there. You know, it's not about, you know, I advertised everywhere, ABC, NBC, everywhere. We still do. But some places are charging more than what their viewership allows. So people are going to quit watching. Fox better be careful. They better start reporting. If either Fox or Newsmax, one of them actually started reporting on these machines and the problems we have with our elections, the processes, one of them would go to the moon, and it would shoot way up, because that's what the people want to see. Both sides want to see this solved, and we want transparent elections and not selections.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Elizabeth in Florida, line one. Elizabeth in Florida.
Hi, Mike and Brandon. This is Elizabeth.
Hi.
I just want to thank you both for everything that you're doing.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Thank you. My question is pertaining to this, regarding Florida in particular. As you know, Florida was very red this past election. I live in a county that went very red. A lot of the local races, we flipped from blue to red, and I'm very grateful. There is a group of us, however, in this area that we really want to focus on election integrity, and we really want to get rid of the machines. And I know a lot of work has been done. I know you've met with people down here. I was able to get cast vote records and send them to Frank's speech. But my question is, can you give me or our group some contact people that you've been in touch with down here that have been receptive to election integrity? Can you put us in touch with the right people? Because my goal is to get Florida to be the first state to get rid of the machines. We are ripe right now because we are red, and I think we have the right people in place.
Right. You have, by the way, you had the third most votes stolen in the 2020 election, almost a million votes. When you say, you know, it all turned red there, they did very few computer manipulation in this last election. And I'm still kind of figuring out why. I always look at that, why they do that. But I will tell you this. You have Defend Florida Florida.org down there, Defend Florida. They did more canvassing than any other state and more for election crime and integrity down there. They canvassed, I believe it was 70,000 names, of which 27,000 were phantom voters, people that didn't live in Florida, people that were already deceased. So you have some of the, it's one of the best organizations in this country. So get your, when you get off, have Logan come back on, get your name. I will actually call you right after this and I will get you in contact or have someone get you in contact with them because they're all over it. And that a lot of the reasons you have down there where you had different things that were put in place was because of that group. It wasn't because all of a sudden you had great Republicans that said, hey, I know, let's do this. It took a lot of convincing and a lot of talking down there to get them. Now remember, I don't care what happened down there and how good everyone thinks, oh, Florida is the prototype for the nation now for elections just because the Republicans won. If there's machines, there is problems. You have to get rid of the machines. You are spot on. If we have machines, it doesn't matter who won. It doesn't matter. It's the machines have to go, period. So, but it is baby steps of what Florida has done. But I just think that the reason you're seeing these things in Florida, where you had Dade County taken by the governor, this is where our country was at. This would be what would happen in a normal election, because you have, if you have one of the parties doing all these terrible things that people don't agree with, which is the highest inflation ever in 50 years, the terrible economy, $7 gas, open borders with killing us with fentanyl. If you had all these happen, I don't care which party it is, the other party is going to get a big wave. Now, this is when Florida, by taking that right down there, if you didn't do any computer manipulation, that would be what would happen across our country. That's another reason that you can see here, anybody can see, why did people not vote Republicans in? And with all this terrible things going on, and you know, it's back and forth, party, party. And because the computers were used across our country again. You see all these election people, all these people that were going to go in and fix our election system, they all got cheated out of their races. Every one of them. And we've seen it come right out of the Edison report, this upload of votes manipulated by computers. I want to tell everybody one thing, but tomorrow night we're going to show these graphs again with the computer expert. Remember, these aren't my numbers. These come right out of the Edison, which is a monopoly. Every vote in the United States goes through New Jersey. Then it goes out to all the media outlets. We got ours from CNN. That's where we got our feed from, everybody. So nobody can argue with that. So when we show these tomorrow night, I want to show you one thing that happened in Arizona. The treasurer in Arizona got 250,000 more votes. He's a Republican. She's a Republican. 250,000 more votes than the governor, Carrie Lake, Mark Fincham running for Secretary of State, and Blake Masters running for Senator. Now, let me tell you, that's never happened before in history. What happened is they forgot to dilute that treasurer's votes. It was missed. It had to be missed because there's no way they would leave that big deviation stick out like a sore thumb. That means all these people for this treasurer, a lot of people didn't have a big name like a Fincham or a Carrie Lake or a Blake Masters. And what he had or what she had, she just running for treasurer. But that means you went down on your ticket and said, I'm going to vote Republican here, but I'm not going to vote for Carrie Lake. And I'm not going to vote for Mark Fincham. This is it doesn't happen, everybody. That's, you know, you think a bunch of Democrats here said, you know what, I'm going to vote for the treasurer. That lady's really nice. She's got a big name. I'm going to vote for her. It was a mistake when they did their little algorithms. Very much like when we put on the show, and we're going to show a lot of them tomorrow night, Brandon. Tomorrow night, everyone, I'm going to show you all the Democrats in our country that won their races, and it was stole from him by machines the following morning, like in Idaho, in Michigan, in Georgia. These are Democrats. The reason I want to show that is because this works both ways. When you're making selections, when you're this horrible evil out there that's running our country now, and I'm talking about the CCP, the Uniparty, the Deep State, and the Globalists, that group. Now, they have the Democrat Party, so they have this group. but they're out there. Remember, there's people in the Democrat Party, like this lady running, that they stole her race. The Uniparty took it from her. They stole it. Whoever has, who's ever doing the manipulation and the on the machines and all the media go, Mike Lindell, a conspiracy theory. Tell that to that lady up there that got that Democrat. When she won her race, they told her she won. They go, oh, I'm sorry. I know you woke up this morning in the middle of the night. We had some votes come in. You lost. You know, I'm sorry, lady in Georgia, that you got zero votes in your own precinct. But, sir, that's impossible because me and my husband voted for me. Oh, shoot, we should have gave him at least two votes. Now what do we do? I know. Let's look into the machines and see. Oh, we found 3,700 votes. I'm sorry, nice Democrat lady. You went from third place to first place. Or how about the one, Brandon? This is the best one, everybody. Another Democrat in Georgia. A three-way race, okay, in the primary. And she got 4,700 votes, Brandon. Big problem. She wasn't on the ballot. She had dropped out 2 months prior. Now, let me tell you how that could work. They're going, what do you mean, Mike? So, you know, how could that happen? Here's how it happened. Brad Rassenberg called it a programming error. If I want this person to win, and they're polling way behind this person over here that I want to lose, I have the third party here. I just give them their votes and put it into the third party because it is, you know, and it's on steroids. That's what they can do up in Alaska when they have the what do they call that up there? That the rated race.
I can't remember what it called, but that's what the former governor Sarah Palin tried explaining to us at CPAC, and she's like, it's so confusing. I mean, it's crazy.
It's called the voter. It's a weighted race where you can take first place, but you really don't because you're rating all your candidates.
Weighted race or something?
Yeah, it's ranked choice voting.
There you go.
Ranked choice voting. That's horrible. Now, let me tell you another thing of our system. This happened now. Now that Carrie Lake's pulled closer, all the UACAVA votes, our overseas military that came in, 90-some percent were for Katie Hobbs. Now, let me just think of this. This is our military. Just like in the presidential race of 2020, remember, our votes are emailed in now on that. Obama changed that to be emailed in. They used to take 45 days, our military, they were mailed in. You got 45 days. He changed it to being emailed in. Of all the whistleblowers and all the people we counted in the 2020 election, 97% of our military votes went to Biden. You think? Well, and you, on these papers, as we did this audit, all the down tickets were the same. And if you get a chance, everybody, go to Frank's Beach or look at Moment of Truth Summit, and you go down there to where I explain how our overseas votes, UACAVA votes work. This is our military. Anybody can get one of these. No ID, no nothing, and you just email in your vote. 890,000 of them came in the 2020 election, and 870-some thousand were for Biden. And let me tell you also, what happened at Kerry Lake down there, 97%. When you're just emailing, that's even more bizarre than the machines. Once again, a computer, everybody. Once again, a computer. What was wrong with our military getting a ballot? You have 45 days. You get your ballot. Your ID is checked. You mail it back. Boom, there it is. You're registered. It goes to your own county and counted just like it used to be. Remember, everybody, we used to have paper ballots with no machines. Now we have something you can add to that. Two cameras. Cameras, just like casinos have used for decades. You rewind the tape if you count. Oh, we're off on our count. Well, let's just rewind the tape. That is the audit. So it's but it's going to be interesting. Anyway, let's go to the next.
All right,
question.
Mildred in Florida, line two. Mildred, line two. Thanks for calling in, Mildred.
Hi guys, this is Mildred.
Okay,
and I would like to just say that the Lord may have had his hand in stopping the red wave, because there was a letter to the head of the for the House. They had sent the 23 or 31 representatives that they wanted the rules changed, otherwise they would not vote for the, I forget his name now.
Kevin McCarthy? Kevin McCarthy?
Yes, because they wanted to go back to the original where everybody has a vote, and they, I know I used to see it on kids, or my kids would watch a commercial for it, you know, how the bill gets passed, and they wanted them to assure that there would only be one thing that you voted on, and you wouldn't get a 600-page report that considered all these things. Right now, all this power is in the hands of the man who holds the gavel. So they wanted him to, and they told, what McConnell told him was, go pound sand. But now that they don't have that big red wave, they're holding out, and until he changes those rules. And I know there's some theory about, oh, they'll go have Democrats vote for him, and then he'll be, they'll still maintain that power. But that, the Lord's hands must have been in that, because I think he's going to have to give in. Because
thank you.
He will not get.
Thank you, Mildred. Thank you, Mildred. And by the way, Mike, as we're on the air right now, all the mainstream media, as you and I have been on the air, I've been watching the sites, the news sites, as I do when we're on the air for breaking news. All of them are now reporting it is official. The Republicans have taken over the House of Representatives by a slim margin. Mitch McConnell has been chosen to maintain the Senate majority. He'll be the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. And it looks like Kevin McCarthy is going to go ahead and become Speaker of the House unless something changes between now and January. But all over the news now is breaking, confirming, even by the mainstream media, the Republicans will control the U.S. House of Representatives by a small minority, which, of course, gives the Freedom Caucus a lot of power, because if they don't get some of their demands met, they could be a real, you know, they could stop stuff.
Well, you've heard of what I said. First of all, Mitch McConnell should not even be in politics. He's horrible, 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 horrible. Anyway, that's beside the point. I'm saying my thing. It's very blessed, I believe, that we did get the House, because I think we can slow the destruction of our country till we get these machines gone and get elections back instead of selections. If it would have been a red wave, and I tried to explain that to the media last night at Mar-a-Lago, if there had been a big red wave, it would have been so hard for myself and hundreds or millions of others to say these machines have to go, because they would have said, come on, the Republicans won, Mike, you know, quiet down. It would have been very equal, Brandon, when Jimmy Kimmel said to me, Mike, if your friend Donald Trump had won, would you still be sounding the alarm? I'm not ever quitting. I'll spend every dime I have, borrow money, which I have, whatever it takes to get rid of these computers and these voting machines. And so it's very happy. It's a blessing, everyone, that that we do have. They'll be able to slow the destruction, I believe. And it's all... and we're going to look back and say, wow, it had to happen just the way it did. I've said that before. It's all on God's timing, and it's all, I believe this is all, all has to happen in order to, when you change a whole paradigm in an industry, you know, getting rid of electronic voting machines, we're not all like the Netherlands, which can do it in 5 months because they just made a ruling. Hey, we don't want these corrupt things. And they got rid of them in 5 months. When you have your party, your uniparty that wants to keep them, and your people in charge that have been for decades with this all planned, this is why it's taken long. It's a process, and we've been working against everything. Our government, and they weaponize the FBI and stuff against the people, where they take and they attack companies, where the media attacks companies like employee-owned companies like MyPillow, but yet they protect companies like Dominion, Smartmatic, ES&S that nobody even heard of before, you know, and they don't hold them accountable, even though we paid for the machines, to say, what are you hiding? Open up those machines. Oh, it's secret. It's a secret. No, it's not. We are the people. We get a chance to see that. That's what FOIA requests are, everybody. Now, go out and get the cast vote records. That's what's in there. That's a record of our election. Tell them you want it in your county. Get it to us. We're going to be doing stuff with it. There's over 45 lawsuits going around this country already. We're going to get our country back, and these machines will be gone.
So let's go to Barry. Barry in Georgia. Hi, Barry. Line three. Hi, Barry.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
We're great, Barry. Thanks for calling in.
I've got an idea. It may put the last nail in the coffin. You may have already thought of it. Can you go back in time to the 80s or the 90s and get the Edison report and compare apples to apples with the graphs you're doing about the way the votes are coming in? You know, spiking up and down.
That's a great question. We've actually done better than that. If anyone familiar with Dr. Frank's work, remember, I went around the country and we gathered all the registered voters who voted in the election and then who came off the voter rolls afterwards. So we have these graphs of who voted in every single state in every single county in the United States. And if you draw this graph, like here I am in Minnesota in Carver County, I pick an age, 42-year-olds. The same percentage of 42-year-olds voted in every county in Minnesota. That's impossible. You say, well, come on, give or take a half of a percent. Well, everyone was saying, oh, come on, that can't be true. That can't be true. Hey, we got it right from your voter rolls. Then we went back in time to other elections back in 2000, 1996. We went back in time and we showed those graphs. It's all over the board. Of course it is. You can't predict other counties of how many, what percentage of 50-year-olds are going to vote, what percentage of 23-year-olds are going to vote, and you could predict every other county. And the same thing with these cast vote records. We have went back in time and we have checked them and said, okay, here's an election where there's absolutely no computer manipulation, and here's what it should look like. And then you've got, and here's what one is computer generated looks like. Remember, everybody, there's no in between. It's like a traitor and a hero. This time, there's no in between. If you knew about this problem and you're sitting there, and I don't care if you're a politician out there like Robin Voss, you don't get to go back. There's no in between. You're a traitor to our country. You knew this was going on. You chose to just sit back and play plausible deniability. But now everybody knows that these machines have problems. And anybody that's denying getting rid of them is part of the problem. But that's a great question. And yes, you know what, Brandon? I think tomorrow night I want to show examples here. I want you to get Doug Frank. We'll get what the counties say happened, that graph, and we'll get what one shows where there's not computer generated, and we'll also do that with a cast vote record. We'll show one where that's computer generated or computer manipulated and what they should look like, okay?
Yes. All right. Let's go.
Tell everybody we're going to do that tomorrow. Everybody get a hold of everybody you can. Tune in for that. People need to know what a real election, a fair election looks like so everyone can point to their friends and say, you know what? Look at this. Do you think this is normal when they inject 250,000, I'll just do an example, 250,000 votes into Katie Hobbs right when the election started? Then they realized they cheated by so much that they injected 250,000 or 225,000 votes into Kari Lake. You couldn't have put votes in that quick. They did it within seconds, everybody. And we're going to show that tomorrow night, too. And the cyber guy, Jeff, said he had never seen anything like it. It's almost like, uh-oh, we cheated by too much. We got to quick give Kerry votes now to make it look good, to make it look like a close horse race.
Let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania. Tom, you're on with Mike Lindell. Tom? Hey, Tom, line one. Hey, Tom.
Yes, I just wanted to call in and thank you guys for all that you do. It's very inspirational, and it is working. You know, keep the faith, and, you know, may God bless both of you guys. And that people need to remember, President Trump hasn't given up on us. He went to every state and campaigned for those candidates, that even some may have lost, but we know it's probably a little bit cheated. But you guys are doing the right thing, and I just wanted you to keep the faith. And I wanted to thank you guys personally for all the work that you do. And may God bless you in the holidays coming up. Have a wonderful holiday. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom. Let's go to Steve. Steve in Georgia, line two. Steve, you're on with Mike Lindell.
How you guys doing?
Great.
I wanted to call and let you know what, or ask, what happened to the voters the election candidates that lost close races, 51-49, and they didn't challenge, they didn't ask for audits, they didn't ask for recounts. I think Ronald McDonald and Romney have shut them down, told them to silence it and be quiet. Also, Herschel Walker in Georgia had 237,000 votes added or subtracted from his count based on Jeff's count, and nope. We're having the runoff here. If those votes were truly added correctly, then we wouldn't need the recount in Georgia. Yep. And isn't like John Belushi said, it ain't over till it's over.
Right. You know what? You make a great point. Is where's our media? Why wouldn't you want to know that these deviations coming out of the Edison report? I just don't get it. And you know what? When you talk about candidates like when Oz conceded and Mastriano conceded, they was told by the RNC, the horrible RNC run by terrible people that that I believe have their own agendas. I believe they told him, you know what? You gotta just concede to her if you ever want to run in the future. There was the race up in New Hampshire. The senator up there, I forget what his name is, Ball. Anyway, it's a senator in New Hampshire. I forget his name. I think
he was a former general, I think.
Yeah. But anyway,
Bullock or something.
Bullock. Yeah. Anyway, he was talked to, and he said that he would, of course, contest it. Well, then he backed off, and I heard. Now this is just what I heard. That he was afraid of the media attacking him and his family. And he didn't want to be the one to say, hey, I concede. You know, it's fear. I think a lot of them don't do it in fear. You know, but I'll tell you what, those people down in Arizona, your Kerry Lakes, your Mark Finchams, your Blake Masters, those were, it was blatantly, these problems with these machines, the whole world seen. They have the very minimum, they should be granted a new election. People didn't get to vote. They went in there and said, I'm sorry, the machine doesn't work. Throw it on the pile. The whole world knew that these machines, and they called them malfunctions. Well, if there was no crime involved and they malfunctioned, let's have another election when the machines are working correctly.
All right.
And then that's not even counting the back end crime. So,
all right, I'm going to break in. I'm going to break in real quick. Look at my screen, folks. If you appreciate all that Mike Lindell is doing, okay, and all he's bringing to you, and how many times do we hear this isn't being reported anywhere else because we're not part of the corporate media. We don't get our funding from the pharmaceutical companies or from George Soros groups or other such liberal foundations. We are brought to you by you, and when you support us, you can get something in return. Please do the bulk of your holiday Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77 for savings and to support Mike and the Lindell Report. Here you have the biggest bedsheet sale in MyPillow history, as low as $29.99. The lowest, the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, as low as $19.98 with the promo code L77. The most comfortable mattress topper you'll ever own, as low as, again, $167.99 with that promo code, 40% off. L77 is the promo code. Look at this. My Pillow's biggest bath sale ever, 6-piece towel set, as low as $39.96 with promo code L77. The robes, the slippers, again, it's all at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77. And then you go over to MyStore.com. Go over to MyStore.com. This is the home for American entrepreneurs started by Mike Lindell. Right away, you're going to see the coffee. Remember, we have the subscription you can do now. We also have the coffee pods. Get the subscription, and you get the free Anywhere Go pillow. This would make a great Christmas gift for someone because it's going to show up every month for them. Get them a subscription to the My Coffee. Mild, medium, dark roast, no GMO, no pesticides. Check it all out. Again, look at all the products there. Keep scrolling down. Keep checking the box there, show more products. Do your shopping there for American entrepreneurs. Use that promo code L77 for savings and to support Mike Lindell and his work and the Lindell Report. Right, Mike?
That's right. And thank you, everybody. And everybody's asking, how can you help with our to get rid of these, to help save our country? Go to the Lindell Recovery Network. I'm sorry, that's for addiction.
LindellLegalFund.org.
The Lindell Legal Fund.org. Go there, everybody, and please help us out. We've got all lawsuits, everything else that we need funding for. And I can't do it alone. I need everybody's help, and we really can use the help now because things just are. We're winning. We're going to get rid of these machines, and we're going to get elections and not selections. We're going to get them back, everybody.
LindellLegalFund.org, LindellLegalFund.org, or LindellLegalFund.com, either way. All right, that's the Lindell Report with your host, Mike Lindell. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.